Our universe comes to an end, and yet does not. There was no boundary, nothing to stop one going onward before the wall was built. The wall itself is merely a man-made barrier, sharing the properties of the space in which it lies. Those properties were always there, and the wall added nothing to them. He held the sheet of paper toward Braylden and slowly rotated it. Here, he said, is a plain sheet. It has, of course, two sides. Can you imagine one that has not? Braylden stared at him in amazement. That's impossible, ridiculous. But is it? Said Grail softly. He reached toward the cabinet again, and his fingers groped in its recesses. Then he drew out a long, flexible strip of paper, and turned vacant eyes to the silently waiting Braylden. We cannot match the intellects of the First Dynasty, but what their minds could grasp directly, we can approach by analogy. This simple trip, which seems so trivial, may help you to glimpse the truth. He ran his fingers along the paper strip, then joined the two ends together to make a circular loop. Here I have a shape which is perfectly familiar to you, the section of a cylinder. I run my finger around the inside, so, and now along the outside. The two surfaces are quite distinct. You can go from one to the other only by moving through the thickness of the strip. Do you agree?
Well, of course, said Braylden, still puzzled, but what does it prove?
Nothing, said Grail. But now watch.
This son, Shervain thought, was Trilorn's identical twin. The darkness had now lifted completely, and there was no longer the sensation, which he would not try to understand, of walking across an infinite plane. He was moving slowly now, for he had no desire to come too suddenly upon that vertiginous precipice. In a little while, he could see a distant horizon of low hills, as bare and lifeless as those he had left behind him. This did not disappoint him unduly, for the first glimpse of his own land would be no more attractive than this. So he walked on. And when presently an icy hand fastened itself upon his heart, he did not pause as a man of lesser courage would have done. Without flinching, he watched that shockingly familiar landscape rise around him, until he could see the plain from which his journey had started, and the great stairway itself, and at last Braylden's anxious, waiting face. Again Grail brought the two ends of the strip together, but now he had given it a half-twist, so that the band was kinked. He held it out to Braylden.
Run your finger around it now, he said quietly.
Braylden did not do so. He could see the old man's meaning. I understand, he said. You no longer have two separate surfaces. It now forms a single continuous sheet, a one-sided surface, something that at first sight seems utterly impossible.
Yes, replied Grail very softly. I thought you would understand. A one-sided surface. Perhaps you realize now why this symbol of the twisted loop is so common in the ancient religions, though its meaning has been completely lost. Of course, it is no more than a crude and simple analogy, an example in two dimensions of what must really occur in three. But it is as near as our minds can ever get to the truth.
There was a long, brooding silence. Then Grail sighed deeply and turned to Braildon as if he could still see his face.
"Why did you come back before Shervain?"
he asked, though he knew the answer well enough. "We had to do it," said Braildon sadly, "but I did not wish to see my work destroyed." Grail nodded in sympathy.
"I understand," he said.
Shervain ran his eye up the long flight of steps on which no feet would ever tread again. He felt few regrets. He had striven, and no one could have done more. Such victory as was possible had been his. Slowly he raised his hand and gave the signal. The wall swallowed the explosion as it had absorbed all other sounds, but the unhurried grace with which the long tiers of masonry curtsied and fell was something he would remember all his life. For a moment he had a sudden, inexpressibly poignant vision of another stairway, watched by another Shervain, falling in identical ruins on the far side of the wall. But that, he realized, was a foolish thought, for none knew better than he that the wall possessed no other side.